Viter in Shasbiri and Bava Basadav Kufchaf Alf. Pick it up on Kufchaf from base by the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom. We did a little bit of test, so we're going to jump into this now. Here we go. The Beisham, according to Beisham, the less Luxer Shava doesn't have Luxer Shava. Vzeha Davar, Hafaris Nadarim, Bishlosh Jotas Minala. Where does he learn out the idea of Hafaris Nadarim? By Hafaris Nadarim, that you can do it with three people. Now, here when we talk about a first nadarim, we actually mean hataras nadarim. We spent yesterday describing, said yes, says Rishbam, a first nadarim, gimel, hainu hataras chacham, the be'inan, beizden, gimel adiotos, o yachad mumcha, tavale, ke beizden. That's what we want to know over here. Navkulumi, the time we learned from the following brisa, vayidaber Moshe esmodeh Hashem al b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe declared the festivals of Hashem to b'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Gili, Omer, beep, turn the page, Kufchav, Mubez, Moadei Hashem, Nemru. Let's talk about the Moadei Hashem, but Shabbos Bereshis, no Nemru. Shabbos doesn't say, Shabbos Bereshis here means Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. By the way, Atzlacha Rava to everyone. Wishnai Mikavecha Targum. Miles over the who finished. Shabbos Bereshis, no Nemru. It doesn't say that. It only mentions the Moadim. Ben Azei Omer, Moadei Hashem, Nemru. It was said by those, Hafaris Nadarim, Lo Nemru. It doesn't say anything about Hafaris Nadarim. Now, what's going on over here? Rabbi Yossi ben Asin, Gamir La Lahamas Nisan, he learned this price of a Lo Yadde Le Frusha. He didn't know how to explain this. Alza Basved Rav Sheshes Lanarda. He followed Rav Sheshes to Narda. He wanted to get pshat. Like, what in the world's going on over here? Velo Ashkeche. He didn't find him there. Alza Basved Lemechuzah. So he went looking for Mechuzah. Ashkeche, he found him there. Number Lane, he says to him, my Moadei Hashem Nemru, Shabbos Bereshis Lo Nemru. What does it mean when it says, when Rav Segalili says this idea that the Moadim are mentioned, but Shabbos is not mentioned? But he says, Moadei Hashem, those Tzvichim Kiddush Beisin. Beisin has to be Mekadesh. We have to know they're the ones who can be Mekadesh when they are. It says Rashbam that Shahayu Mekadshin as a Chodesh al Pi Ariya. Through that is how they would figure out when all the Moadim are going to be, back in the Gemara. Shabbos Bereshis in a Tzuchah Kiddush Basin. That does not need Kiddush Basin. That is not Kiddush Basin. Right? That's something which happens by itself. The Basin doesn't have to, you know, be Makdish every single week, and they're causing the seventh day. This is not going to be Shabbos. It's already, we got it. It's clear over here. Right? We don't need you to be doing anything for it. Salkadet the Chamina. Holk Sivi Gabi Modos. You would have maybe thought, right, this is why you maybe thought that Shabbos does need Kiddush Bezin. Why? Since it's written by the Modos, Tibai Kiddush Bezin Kimodos. It needs to have Kiddush Bezin just like it. It says there's Bible, Parashas Shor O Kesev, when it mentions the whole concept over there, that says, Vaydab Hashem Moshe, the more Dabar Ben Yisov, Matalem, Modei Hashem Moshe Tikru Osam, so you would have thought maybe it would be also to buy Kiddush based in Kimodos. And therefore, it's coming to tell you that you don't need that. You don't need Kiddush based in for Shabbos Kodesh. Now, my Moadei Hashem Nemru, Afaris Nadarim Lo Nemru. What does it mean when it says the Moadim of Hashem were said, but the Afar is not said, Moadei Hashem Tzricha Mumchin. That is, the Moadei Hashem needs three experts in order to go ahead to be Makdish the month. If you want to do it, you can't do it with Gimel Hadyotos, like Afar is Nadarim, not with what Yachid Mumche. You need three Mumchin, like we're learning in Masechus Rosh Hashanah, I'm reading Rosh Bam here, Chafayim and Beis, that you need a Mumcha. You don't have a greater Mumcha than Moshe Rabbeinu, V'Karmelei Rechmana, Ad De'ika Arun Ma'adach. Dechsev, Vayom Hashem El Moshe Ve'El Aaron, Achodesh Ezelechem, Kachem Mumchin, Ve'ein Beis Din Shakol, Mosif and Aleim Odechad. At first, the Dar Meinu Tzuchim Mumchin doesn't need Mumchin. Even just regular, good old Hedyotos are good enough. Frak the Gemara, what do you mean, bro? V'ha Rosh Hamatas Ksiv, it says by first, the Dar, you need the Rosh Hamatas, which seems a little bit like maybe you have to have some sort of a chosh of a people over here. Amar Rav Chista. Amar Rav Yochanan b'yachid mumche. What is that referencing? That's talking about yachid mumche. That's what it can be. But you can also have three hedyotos. That is totally fine. Tinan awesome. We learn in the Mishnah in Tainis, at the end of Tainis, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo Yom Tov Mni Yisrael K'chamishasar Ba'av Yom Kippurim. They were in holidays as happy as the 15th of Yom Kippur. Shimon ben Yerushalayim Yotzos Bekli Lovan Shulan. On those days, they went out, and the women would go out, and they'd wear these white garments that were borrowed, Shol Levayish as Mishain Lo, then to embarrass somebody who didn't have. Bishlam Yom Kippur Mekor makes sense. It should be a happy day. Yom Slicha Mechila. Yom Shenitabo Luchos Achronos is also the days when we got the second Luchos. Not everybody knows that, right? Pays attention to that. But the second Luchos were actually given on Yom Kippur. What was the 15th of Av, though? Ella Chamisha Sabav Mayi. What exactly? What's the significance of that day? Why would they go out and get married? What's the whole shtick of Torah? Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel Yom Shehutu Shvatim Lavozabazat. That was a day when the Shvatim were allowed to now go and intermarry and be involved with one another. Remember, we spoke about the ideas of the Nachala shtickle and the problem over there. My Darsh, what exactly did they expound? That they're saying that the Isser was only for one Dar. Zehadavar. When it says the word Zehadavar. Davar zeh lo yinoig ela bedor zeh. So the davar is only in that particular generation. Rabbi Barachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Shehuter Sheva B'Yamin will come out. He said, no, nothing happened that day. That was the day when the Sheva B'Yamin was allowed to go and to marry the rest of Israel. Am Yisrael, says Rabbi Korah Nachamaroi. Lo pligi elamar gom mirahai mirabi mar gom mirahai. Remember, they're not arguing over them. That's just what they learned from the Rebbe. Tichsif. V'ish yisal nishpa v'mitzal limor yish v'men alu yitin bita l'bidom v'nisha. And each one of them swore and missed me saying, no man from amongst us will give his daughter to Binyamin. Nishiv Binyamin as a wife. My darsh, what did they darsh to say now is okay. Mi menu v'lo mi baninu. It says, from amongst us. But not from among the children. So therefore, it's only from then. Avdim Bar Yosef, Amar of Nachman, Yom Shekolubo Meisei Midbar was a day that the Meisei Midbar, those that were supposed to die in the Midbar, stopped dying. All right, this is talking about after the whole shtick with the Meraglim, Rechmon Alitzlan. Every year they would go and they dig their own graves on Tisha B'Av expecting to die. And they didn't die, and they kept digging it until they thought maybe, you know, after 40 years, they thought like, okay, maybe we made a mistake. We're on the wrong date. So they kept digging their graves and going and lying down and expecting to die, and they kept waking up until the 15th of the month. They realized there's no way they're making a mistake because it's a full moon. So they said, okay, I guess it's over. Damar mar, ad shalo kalu meisi midbar, as long as those were destined to die in the midbar, had not stopped to die. Beep, turn the page. Kufcha Pesim, Chalafim Beis. Loi Dibor in Moshe. There was no Dibor, no speaking with Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashbam says, Pe el pe, kibetchila. Avalim Hitzuch le Dibor, like by Korach, then he would speak Al Yedei Malach, through Malach, or Be'ir Ur Matumim. Inami Loi Medaber Yemo, Ela Al Yedei Tzarech Maisa. Tzarech lahem. Shemar the pasuk says, "Vayehi kasher tamu kol anshe amilcham alomus mikarav am." It was all the men of war ceased dying from the midst of the nation. V'samachlein right next, what does it say? Vayedaber Hashem elai lemor, and it says, and Hashem spoke to me saying that elai hayadibor. It was now back to me that. But in a way that it wasn't normally. Says Rishbam, the Matzi, the Mechta, Vayomer Hashem, Eli, Kiddich Siv Le'el, Vayomer Hashem, Eli, Al Tatzer, Smoaf. So, this is when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling all of the shtiklich of the Yidden, the beginning of the Varm, he doesn't use the word Vayidaber. And what does he say? He says Vayomer. This is more intense. Okay. Another reason of specialness of this 15th day of Av, Ula Amar, Yom Shebitl Bo Hoshea Ben Ele Pardosios. Yeravim Ben Nevat had set up that the people of Klai Yisrael was not able to go to be Ali Ola L'Regel, and he set up these guards to stop stop people from going. And when this yid came, when this fellow came along, Hoshea ben Ela, he became the king. He got rid of those pardesos, these guards that were stopping people being able to go. Shoshav Rovim El Drachim, Rovim Avod had set up on the roads going to Yerushalayim, stopping the Lerego. Shalo Yali Yisrael Lerego, so they couldn't go. Now, he wasn't necessarily such a great person, Hoshea, but at least in that area is good. Amas Amar Yom Shanitna Haruge Beit Lekvura, that the 15th of Av was a day those that were killed in Beit were allowed to go ahead and to bury their dead. Terrible story that the Gemara in Gittin goes through, says the Rashbam, Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, famous Gemara, is about the Chorban, and how there was by Bar Kokhva, when there was a whole rebellion there, didn't work out too well. They were all killed, and they weren't able to get and be buried, but the bodies didn't decompose. Damar Rav Masna, Osa Yom Shanita Haruge Beit HaLekfura, when they were finally able to, many, many years later, to go to bury them, Tiknu b'Yavne Atov HaMeitiv. In Yavne, they made the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon, Atov HaMeitiv. Atov Shel Zvichu, Tov that the bodies didn't rot during that time. V'Meitiv Shinit HaLekfura, HaMeitiv that they're actually able to go ahead, they're able to go and to bury them. Probably I'll say if this is number six, the Amr Tavar, they said, Yom Sheposkin Bo Milichos Eitzem L'Ma'aracha. It was the day which they stopped chopping down trees for the Ma'aracha. That was the wood that was born on the Mizbeach. And it was cut from Nisan until the 15th of Av. Right, during that time, it was really hot and the sun would dry out the wood. Right, you couldn't bring moist stuff because it would be all wormy. And the wood during this season lasted the whole year. So when the 15th of Av came, the intensity of the sun wasn't as intense anymore, and it wouldn't be strong enough to totally dry it out. So that there was a celebration because they reached the completion of this mitzvah. Tanya, we learned in Rabbi Yisrael Elazar Gadol Omer, Kevin Shegiya Chamisha Sar Ba'av. Once the 15th of Av arrived, the strength of the sun became less. Tashish kochah shel chama. V'lo yukar sen eitzim l'merach. They wouldn't cut down anymore the stuff of the wood for the merach, for the mizbech. Amrav Menashe v'korale yom tvar magal. They called it the day of the breaking of the axe. Mashbam says shenishbe akardumo shein tzarech olben. Lach tavitz. They didn't need more to cut down the things. Mekan melech from that on. Demosif most Yosef. Someone who adds on, there will be added on to him. Mashbam says the Mosif min halayla aliyom lishnos, you add on during the night from the day, you know, to kinyan shtag Yosef yamim, will give more days. Kedusiv ki hu chayecha, kedusiv ki orich yamim lishnos chayim. V'shalom Yosef alach shemitoch shalaylos marichen. Since the nights get longer during that time of the year, v'yam miskatzin tzerch lasuk b'limudo. Got Malayla, Dilla Mosif Yosef. If someone doesn't, then it'll be cut off. Shayna Mosif, someone doesn't add Yosef. My Yosef, what does that mean, Yosef? Tanav Yosef, Tikbari Ime, his mama, Khalil, is going to bury him. Says Rashbam, she Yomus Bechatzi Yomav. Kimo, right, okay, he'll die during the half of his years. Tanav Rabbanan, Shiva Kiplu Esa Olam Kulo. There were seven people that literally means that they folded over the world, meaning to say that they spanned from then, from the beginning until now. And who are they? Mr. Shelach is Adam. Mr. Shelach, you're from Adam all the way down to Mr. Shelach. That was quite some time over there. Right, quite some time, actually. We're talking about quite some time. We're talking about how many years? When Adam was 687 years old, Mr. Shelach was born. So Mishach was 243 when Adam died at 930. Shem Ro Mishach. Now fast forward, and Shem saw him. Mishach died right before the flood. That's 1,656 years after the world was created. And the Pasuk says that Shem was 100 years old 2 years after the flood. So Shem was 98 when Mishach died. Yaakov Ra's Shem. Yaakov went down to Shem. Shem lived to 600 years old until, so Yaakov was 52 when Shem died. Amram Ra's Yaakov. Amram saw Yaakov. Achya Shiloni, he saw Amram, right? Ra's Amram. And he was it was a Navi during the time of Yeruvim ben Nevat.
Eliyahu Ras Achia Shilani, Eliyahu Navi saw him. But Dayan Kaim, Eliyahu Navi, even though he's still here, he never died, right? So therefore, he's not dead. So therefore, from the very beginning until then, we have these seven people. Frankly, Gemara of Achia Shilani Ras Amram. How are you going to say Achia Shilani saw Amram? Right? Because that would have to say that Achia Shilani was in Mitzrayim. But it says about the people that left Mitzrayim, Velonosim Ham Ish. Kaleb ben Yefunah v'Shebanun, so no one survived except for Kaleb ben Yefunah and Yehoshua ben Nun, right? When they were counting the second time in the Midbar, all those who were over 20 at the first count had died except for Kaleb and Yehoshua. So we know that Achi was living there. So many years later, it couldn't have been that he was in Mitzrayim before they left. Amar Rav Hamnuna, lo nigzar gezer al shifta shel Levi. He says, no, this gezer wasn't on, right, of the Meraglim, was not on Levi, and he was a Levi, so he could have actually survived. Tachsev, as the Pasuk says, Bamidbar hazeh yiplu b'girchem v'chopu g'dichem v'chom b'shchem b'ben esim shonim abala. In this building, someone's going to die, all these people, but it says from the age of 20. Oh, that's a very particular number over there. Misha b'kudav b'ben esim, that means those who are counted from the age of 20 years old, right? Me. Shepakutim ben Esrim, Yotze Shivta Shal Levi, which is excluding that of Levi, Shepakutim ben Shloshim, they get started, their counting started from 30 years old when they start their service. Okay, so the Gemara says, hold on a second, there's no one else that survived this shtickle. Mishar Shvatim Lo Ayel, there weren't other people, other Shvatim, that left Mitzrayim and went into Eretz Yisrael alive at time of Moshe Rabbeisa. Ya'ir ben Menashe, Machir ben Menashe, Noldu ben Yaakov, they were born during the times of Yaakov. V'lo Meisar HaShem Chazal Eretz Yisrael, they didn't die until they went into Eretz Yisrael. Shem HaZepasik says, V'yaakov behem anshi ha'ai kishoshim shisha ish. The men of Ai killed about 36 people. It's right in the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua. They lost the battle of Ai because of the fact that Achan took from the spoils. It says, like 36 people, Vitanya. Shloshim Vishisham Amish was 36 people exactly of that. Divya Rabbi Yehuda. Amr Levi Nechemi, V'chi Nemer Shloshim Vishisham, does it say 36? V'lo Nemer Elakish Shloshim Vishisham, like 36, when you're approximately 36. Elazay Yari Ben Menashe. This is talking about a particular person, Yari Ben Menashe, Shashakal Keruba Shosanetin, who was comparable in his chachma to a majority of the Sanhedrin, 36 judges, right? Because there's 71, so you need 36 to be the greater part of it. So it comes out that there were non-Levim who left Mitzrayim and that they survived. Ella Amar Rav Achma Yaakov, says Rav Achma Yaakov, lo nigzo gezera lo apachos mi ben esrim. The decree was not on those less than 20, v'lo yasir mi ben shishim, and not on those that are more than 60 years old. All right, so Achia could have been 5 years old or older when he died, so he was 61. And he would then not have been part of the decree if he were, you know, even just a Yisrael. So now we say, Lo apachos b'ben esrim d'chsev, Ben Hashem Shalom Vamala, for lo al Yasim Ben Shishim, Gomer Vamala Vamala, may Arachin, we have a Gzer Shava. We'll learn now from Erechin. Malahalan Yasim Ben Shishim, Kapachas Ben Chalf. Just like over there, a person that's more than 60 is like younger than 20, meaning, right, the Erechin of a male between 20 and 60. Is 50 shekel. Under 20 or over 60 are given value which are less than this. So men between 20 and 60 are in different category than younger and older. As well, and therefore it makes sense that they could have been alive at the time. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Continue on with this. Next time, until then, we shall you all a great, great day.